Hey, Donald X, what is the story behind Changeling?
Yes, so Changeling, so this is one of the cases where the secret history totally did not go the distance. So we are going to learn the true story today. So Changeling starts off with this card called Mob, which says gain a copy of an action card you have in play. Each other player reveals the top three cards of their deck, discards the ones that are copies of cards you have in play, and puts the rest back in any order. So it's this rabble-style attack that's needlessly complicated, and those things are often not very good also. But it has this gain a copy of an action card you have in play idea that would prove to be the good part. And so then, so Mob messes around with what exactly this rabble effect is, and then finally also changes to just you may gain a copy of another card you have in play, and then dies because it was no good. And so Nocturne was a set that was very based on flavor, unlike most sets. In a typical set, you know, there's a point at which I'm trying to get good names, but most of the sets haven't like taken a name and tried to make a card for it. Actually, there are old examples where that happened for whatever reason, but mostly it didn't. But Nocturne, it happened all over the place. So it was like, well, I would like a card named Changeling. And so my first stab at it was just, it is a choose one, and one of the options trashes it and turns it into something else. And as it happens, so the way this plays is it's either Peddler or it's Lab. No, not Lab, Fugitive. It's Fugitive, or it is this one-shot Band of Misfits where it turned into the other card, so you're never picking again. You know, it's the kind of thing, there are a bunch of these that have happened over the years that don't tend to work out, where there's this choose one with unrelated things that somehow has some new reason why I think it will be good. But anyway, this one was not, and man, I don't remember the details there. And there are two versions of it, right? The next one combines turning into a cheaper thing with also drawing cards. So it's trying to have a bigger effect when it does it so that maybe you'll think it was worth it. And then there's a completely different idea, which is cantrip, reveal the top card of your deck. If it's an action card, you may trash this to gain a copy of it to your hand. So I'm guessing this was addressing the issue that, you know, you really don't want a five that turns into a four, right? You're losing ground there. So instead, it's a three that could turn into a five. Yeehaw. But now that it's so random, probably that wasn't very good. And so there's another version of that. And then I hit on that thing Mob was doing. So it's a one-shot, gain a copy of a card you have in play. And that card, that first Night Changeling, that's what Changeling should have been. That card was great. I liked it fine. It was novel. You know, Nocturne ended up way over complex. You know, really it needed to cling to, you know, simple, compelling things. And so I think the rest of this is all a mistake. Even though, you know, in the end it has this really cool exotic ability. It's like, I had this great card and I should have done that one. So as I can tell from the secret history, Matt's group did not like it. So I tried a version that goes on top of your deck, and the secret history says that died because it's easy to forget, and I like to not do so much of that, but who really knows? And then I hit on the thing we all know about Changeling, that you can take it instead of a three. And so the rest of the cards are just tweaking that slightly. So the second version, you exchange instead of trashing. The third version, all I did was change the art for some reason, because I was like, well, it's this kind of changeling. And finally, it costs three instead of two. And that's the end of the story, Changeling. It's a cool card. In real life, it's very easy to forget you have the option. And online, it was very difficult to not have it pester you with the option when you did not want it. There was a lot of work. Changeling may have been the card in Nocturne that got the most work online, trying to make people happy with how much it would bug you saying, did you want to Changeling instead? And it was clear that was going to be an issue, and I did not care. I'm making a physical game, and online we'll figure something out. If it works in real life. If it doesn't work in real life, I don't care if it will work online. It's not good enough. You know, if it has a tracking issue and online, it's just, well, it's tracked. Those die. But if it has an issue online, that is not so bad.
Hey, Bartz, what do you have for us today?
You sparked a great fire inside of my soul, those tactical tokens I sought and revered. But others could not see your critical role. The vanishing silvers once more disappeared. My heart's palpitations have started to slow. No fancy duration could block my lament. And so as they lifted the last embargo, so out from within me the last ember went.
Thank you, Janet, for that smoldering send-off to embargo.